Boswell Media Sports.
In the year 2022, we've got Leak Academy basketball for you on Cruisin' 98. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on Cruisin' 98, the Cruisin' 98 mobile app, and streaming live at Cruisin98News.com. Click on the Listen Live tab on the right-hand side of the screen. We've got the 2022 North 5A basketball tournament, day two of the quarterfinals, and the day the Rebels play. Both the boys and the girls will be in action today from Heritage Academy in Columbus. We've got boys action coming up in just a minute against Bio Academy. I'm Philip Palmertree, and Billy Steen is engineering in the studios, and Leak Academy basketball coming your way in just a minute. We'll have a long day here at Heritage Academy. We're about to have the boys game. Girls game is not until the final game of the day, 7:45. So the schedule makers didn't do Leak any favors, keeping us here a very long time today. This is the first game of day two of the tournament. We'll go ahead and give you in the boys bracket the action from yesterday, as two teams have advanced and two teams have seen their season end. In the bracket that Leak is in this game against Bio, winner of this game will get District 2, number one, Simpson Academy. They blew out Magnolia Heights yesterday on the floor, 73-47. In the other bracket, Heritage Academy, the three seed out of District 1, defeated two seed Park Place out of District 2. So that was a little bit of an upset, a three beating a two, but it was by a whopping margin, 74-47. Heritage moves on, Park Place done. And they'll get, Heritage will get on Friday night the winner of the Lamar Starkville game. That will be here at 6:30. Leak's curls will be in action. We're supposed to tip off in the late game at 7:45 against Starkville Academy. Starkville, the four seed out of District 1, and of course your Rebelettes winning the district tournament last week in Louisville, and then a one seed out of two. But let's talk about Bio, the opponent from Cleveland, Mississippi, the number two seed out of District 1, 16-12 overall, 4-4 on the year. And on the district finals, they lost to Starkville Academy 55-45. And of course, your Leak Academy Rebels, last time they were on the floor, they won the consolation game in the District 2 tournament 54-42 against Lamar. I've got the Bio bench directly below me. I could just about reach down and touch the top of somebody's head. And got starting lineups coming to you now. Those are presented by Baptist Medical Leak. And we don't have any advance notice of those, so they'll come to you as they come. But it looks like we're going to take the prayer and anthem break. So we'll be back in 2 minutes with the Baptist Medical Leak starting lineups. Get ready for Leak Academy basketball coming up next on Boswell Media Sports.
Before you begin those do-it-yourself projects outside your home or business, be sure you know where your underground utilities are located. Always call before you dig. One easy phone call to 811 can protect you from injury and expense. Plus, it's the law in Mississippi. Make the call and avoid serious or fatal injury. For more electrical safety tips, contact Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Brent's Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Brent's Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union. Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
County. If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Baptist Leak Clinics are here for your everyday health care needs. Urgent care, wellness, pediatrics, women's health, and general illness. Visit one of our three clinics located in Carthage, Madden, and Walnut Grove. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Call 601-267-1470 or visit your MyChart account to schedule your appointment today. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
League Academy Rebel basketball about to get started in this year's North 5A tournament. Thanks for joining us on Cruising 98.3 this afternoon. Rebels and Bio Academy. Rebels will be the visitors as the lower seed, so they're in navy with gray numbers, trimmed in red, leak emblazoned across the front. And Bio will be in home white, royal blue. For the Rebels, your Baptist Medical League starting lineup for Leak. Aiden Watkins, the junior at 6'3". Sophomore, 6 foot tall, Charlie Brantley. 6'1", senior forward, Gavin White. Junior, Whit Welch, playing at guard, 6 feet tall. And running the point, 5'7", sophomore, Jake Freeney. Coach Bill Shepherd's Leak Academy Rebels. 13-12 on the season, 5-5 in region play. And now for Bio under Wesley Aldridge, the 2 seed, their leading scorer, averaging nearly 16 points a game, Reese Acock, a senior. Jack Cartwright, a 6'2 senior at forward. Tall lineup for them. Thomas Kraft at 6'7, a sophomore. Jay Lewis, a senior at 6'1. And Alfred Hill, a 6'4 senior. So get this, the height of this Bio Colt lineup. Acock at 5'11, Cartwright at 6'2, Kraft at 6'7, Lewis at 6'1, and Hill at 6'4. It's your Baptist Medical League starting lineups. Rebels at 6'3, Brantley at 6'tall, White at 6'1, Welch at 6'tall, and Freeney at 5'7. Colts in white with royal blue numbers and Colts across the front. Leak in navy. Visitors on the scoreboard. Remind you that Rebel three-pointers are presented by your friends at Prince Oil. Visit any of the 7 locations of the junction across north and east central Mississippi. Opening tip controlled by the Colts. And here we go. They're moving left to right. Acock on the left side. They feed down low. Now kick out right side, go to Lewis. He goes to Cartwright on the baseline. And he dumps it down, but the pass is picked off by Whit Welch. And Freeney running right now. Hands it to Gavin White at the top of the key. He uses up his dribble, nearly a 5 second count, but finds Freeney out at midcourt. Goes to Brantley left side. He dribbles to the right. Comes inside the line, a defensive switch, now backs out, goes to the head of the circle to White. Right side, Freeney, with Lewis on him, he uses a screen, comes to the top, good defense. White bounces it off the leg of Lewis, now comes inside the right elbow and hooks up the 12-footer that's no good, rebound Cartwright for Bio. They feed it quickly down in the left block to Kraft, who lays it in from underneath, and then a steal by Cartwright. His leaner won't go, but he gets the rebound and puts it in the lane. Quickly, 4-0 Colts. First quarter of this game presented by High Performance Therapy. Freeney in the left corner to Brantley. He comes free throw line, puts up a fallaway jumper, no good. Acock goes high for the rebound for Bio. Here they come up the left side. Reverses to Cartwright. Finds Gavin White in his way, and the six-foot shot is short, but with the follow and the put-in is Thomas Kraft for two. It's 6-0 Bio. Coach Phil Shepherd wants timeout with 6:16 to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds as Leak Academy basketball continues.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Leak Academy having some early trouble with Bio's height. Down 6-0, full court pressure, but Freeney goes on a fast dribble and gets it into the front court. Goes to White, two steps inside the line, now sends it back out to Freeney. White wants the three, top of the key, short, rebounded by Alfred Hill. Lewis to Kraft, who goes up, and I think they're going to get Watkins for a foul on the shot attempt. Nope, it's going to be Brantley picking up the foul. Two Rebel players were trying to stop him. And it's off to the side. Made the first one. Makes one out of two, but they get the offensive rebound, put back in from 3 feet in front of the basket by Cartwright. 9-0 Bio. White stuck in the backcourt looking for somewhere to go with it. Freeney gets it, passes through the trap. Quick three by Brantley off the right side of the rim, rebounded by Acock along the baseline, and there, long pass picked off with Welch. He comes into the front court, goes up with a scoop and lays it in. Rebels get their first two, 9-2, 5:21 to play first quarter. Cartwright dribbles free throw line, kick out left side for the three. That's in and good for Alfred Hill. Alfred Hill good on the shot, and it's a 10-point lead early, 12-2. Freeney into White, right side. Now he reverses left to Brantley. Bates comes inside the lane. 12-foot fall away, no good. Rebounded by Thomas Kraft. The 6'7 youngster going coast to coast with it. Puts it too hard off the glass, and Aiden Watkins clears the rebound for Leak. They come. Free throw line extended. Watkins puts a nice bounce pass feed to White, but he bobbled it momentarily. They had the backdoor cut and the easy two, but ends up getting blocked over the end line by Kraft, and Leak will keep it. You'll hear a lot from the Leak Academy cheerleaders. They're just over my left shoulder up in the bleachers. Freeney, nearly a five-second count, comes into Watkins. Baseline cut off by the big man. Gets it to Samuel Prince, who's checked into the game. Prince between the rings, right-hand dribble. Coming down the lane line, scoop, no good. On the runner, rebound Kraft. He goes ahead to Hill. Hill runs, puts one up 6 foot on the right side of the baseline, no good. Rebound by Welch on the offside. They find Prince, left side, his three air ball from the left wing. Cartwright chases it down in the corner and brings it into the front court. Team's moving at a fast speed early on. Rebels down 12-2. Cartwright feeds Joseph Smith in the lane. He gets Acock going hard at the basket, collided with Gavin White, but no whistle. The shot's good by Acock. And Bio goes up 14-2. Welch takes a long pass right side, going up to the rim and laying it in and good. Second basket for Welch. 14-4, Rebels need a stop. Hill, guarded by Prince, left side. Spins, sends out to Acock at the head of the circle. Now right side, Cartwright cut off by Prince. And there's a whistle. It's going to be a three-second call. That'll turn it over to Leak. They're trailing by 10. Still in the backcourt. Now Freeney will come up left-hand dribble. Use a print screen, back out deep wide left. Cartwright comes out to match up with him. He penetrates, kicks out to Welch, right side three, way off the mark. Kraft gets the rebound, feeds Acock, who goes up left side, shot short, but the putback is good by the big man trailing Kraft. He's already got seven, and it's 16-4 lead. Freeney's long three, no good. Aiden Watkins put back, blocked by Kraft. Out of bounds. Watkins tried to save it, but he stepped out of bounds in the process of doing that. It'll be Colt basketball. 16-4. See, they try the lob play on the backside, and it's off. No good. Out of bounds. Two and a half minutes to play, first quarter. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Lead trail 16-4 inbound. Hill, who drives, and he'll get an easy two on a little give and go off the inbound. Steele in the front court. Taken by Cartwright. He weaves through the lane, shot short on the left side, and Gavin White blocks out, gets the rebound by Freeney left side. Now he'll back out, send the ball to Watkins. Watkins will give it to Prince. Prince will dribble behind the back, move left to right, jab step, and bring it back. Middle of the floor. Goes in the lane. Runner left short by Prince. Rebound again to the big man, Kraft. Hill goes left, right to Acock, and they get the transition basket. Bio really playing well with the transition game. They lead 20-4. And the ball stolen. Watkins can't keep control of it. Acock feeds Hill. He goes up hard to the rim and gets the easy right-hand lay-in off the glass. So Shepard wants timeout, and the Rebels are in a deep hole, 22-4 with 1:28 to play in the half. Another 30-second timeout coming your way as Leak Academy basketball continues.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
1:28 to play. First quarter has been going by quickly, and already it's been a blue and white blur. Bio racing out to a 22-4 lead against Leak. Rebels have the basketball. Running half-court set. High screen by Watkins. Gives Freeney a switch. He's now on the big 6'7 man. Out behind the three-point line. He'll measure, fire, and rattle it in. Junction 3 for Jake Freeney. Rebels down 15. Right corner into the game. Carson Jenkins passes up an open look. Goes to Smith. Smith fires it to Acock. Feeds Kraft in the lane. They go left to right. Get the open look and the two. Kraft having his way down there. 9 points already, 24-7. Whitwell's between the rings. Comes right, now backs up. Stop, fire for a deep three that's off the left side of the rim. Jenkins rebounds for Bio. Acock, the point guard with Freeney on him and man defensive pressure. Go in the post. Quick turnaround for Hill, that's good. He was 5 feet in front of the rim. Just turn around and send it straight down, 26-7. Bio shooting lights out in the first quarter. Well, deep wide right, finds Freeney coming from the baseline. Uses a screen from Prince to move left, goes baseline, puts up a tough runner that's left short. Kraft in position for the rebound, but the pass intercepted by White. He can't get it to go. Followed by Prince, left short as well, and that's the end of the first quarter. Rebels down to Bio 26-7 in this quarterfinal game. Back in 1 minute with the start of the second quarter as Leak Academy basketball continues.
Is your home in need of a facelift? Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all your home needs. Mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Kitchen and laundry appliances by GE. Living room, bedroom, and dining room by Ashley, Riverside, and Universal. And don't forget the famous Made in America Lazy Boy recliners in stock and ready to deliver from Byers Furniture. Byers Furniture has all the big city name brands, but with small town prices and personal customer service we've provided you since 1953. Come in today and let us show you all we have to offer at 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
Boswell Media Sports.
Start of the second quarter, Rebel basketball. Franey comes left to right. Deep three, went well. Heaven but net, junction three. Rebels need that and more. The trail now 26-10 to Bio Academy in a 2-seed versus 3-seed game in the quarterfinals. And a nice cut down the baseline feed from Cartwright to Jenkins for two. Double defense went to sleep there, 28-10. Welch right side driving. Dishes down to Watkins. Little slow, quick, slow with a shot. Kraft blocks it. And then a foul on the putback attempt by Watkins. Cartwright coming from the back gets charged with a foul. That's one foul for each team in the half. Aiden Watkins at the line. First one misses, goes halfway down and pops out. Rebels trail 28-10. Free throw rolls off left side. Rebound to Carson Jenkins. Sends it to Hill. Calls out Cartwright in the left corner. He'll bring it on a right-hand dribble out to the top. And then a pass to the interior picked off by Welch. Rebels coming the other way. Run half court. Franey on the dribble. Angles the dribble left. And they find White underneath. Great assist from Aiden Watkins. White sneaked in behind the big man on the left side of the lane. Got the easy two-hand put in off the window. 28-12. Three on the way. Acock misses. Ball knocked away from White and controlled in the corner by Hill. He loops it down to Kraft. And then blocking the shot coming from the backside is Whit Welch with a well-timed jump. Rebels have it. Welch gets it in the left corner. Steps behind it. Watkins screen. Fires for three, and it's good. Junction three. Second for Whit Welch. Rebels have it down to 13. 28-15. Cartwright, right wing. For Bio. Holds the ball up. Now comes out between the circles to Acock. They go left. Now Cartwright at the free throw line. He angles left. Goes to Hill, who dribbles it off his foot. Oh, they say it went off the foot of Aiden Watkins. 5:52 to go, second quarter. Rebels down 13. See, Kraft, he mishandles the pass, and Watkins takes it under the basket. Head right side to Franey with the defense in front of him. He does a good job backing it out. There wasn't a lot there for the shortest man on the floor. Hands it to Whit Welch. Dribble. Leaves it back for Prince. He mishandles it. Had an open look, but then Jenkins closed out on him. Now he comes left-hand dribble. Spins it now. Hill on him. Goes in the lane. Puts it up over Cartwright, but off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound. Hill for Bio. Now to Cartwright. We have Acock. Baseline feed to the big man, Kraft, for two is 11th point. 30-15. Bio doubling up Leak's boys right now. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Watkins between the circles. Moves to Prince. It's three, no good, but an offensive rebound by White. He tried to score from the right side from 5 feet away, but it just rimmed out on him. Acock left corner for Bio. Comes a right-hand dribble. Skips a pass right side to Jenkins. Now Cartwright wants a three from the top, and he sends it straight down. First three for Jack Cartwright. Senior makes it 33-15. Samuel Prince, top of the key in the offensive half court. Will fire from three, and he'll swirl it in. Samuel Prince getting in on the three action. Four junction threes for the Rebels in the first half. They're down 15. Into the lane. Floater. Good. Great-looking offensive move there by Jack Cartwright. 35-18, Colts leading the Rebels. Right baseline, White dribbles once, sends it out behind the arc. Prince with it. Turns the corner, feeds White. He gets pinned in underneath, but does a nice job maintaining position and getting it in off the glass and good. Four for Gavin, 35-20. Rebels need some stops on the defensive end. Good ball movement. But a pass intercepted in the lane by Samuel Prince of Leak. L.A. coming the other way. Freeney, left wing. Mr. Watkins got the big man drawn out on him. Bounces to White. Little pick and roll action. But mishandled. Watkins tries to save it in, but the Colts have it. Watkins is down at the other end in some pain. They get the two on the other end by Kraft. And now the officials will call timeout. Gavin White up, walking in some pain with his right arm. With 3:15 to go, Rebels trail Bio 37-20 in this quarterfinal ball game. Back in 60 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
Flu shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
37-20. Shot from Freeney's in the top. No good. Saved inbound by Watkins. Sent to Prince. He can't make one from point-blank range, goes out of bounds, last touched by a player wearing number 32, who there's no 32 on the roster for Bio, so we'll call him Edgerrin James right now. And a feed off the inbound, easy two for Whit Welch, cutting to the right of the basket. 12 for Leak. I mean, 12 points for Welch. 37-22. Three right side is down and good for Jay Lewis, his first point. Two and a half minutes to play in the half. Freeney right corner. And Samuel Prince is three off the left side of the rim. White can't save it in. Acock takes it away for the Colts on the right-hand dribble, right side of the floor. Goes opposite side. Shot missed by Luke Ward and rebounded by Gavin White. Long pass ahead to White, who may have carried the basketball, and then he left it short. Got hurried up there. Rebound Joseph Smith. Bio with it in the half court. They really space the ball around, and they get Acock wide open on the right side for a three. His first, 43-22. Lead extended out to 21. Bio really playing strong in this first half, especially on the offensive end. Deep wide right, Samuel Prince feeds Jake Freeney. He goes down the left lane line. Shot left a little hard off the glass, but offensive board put back with a left hand on a tough move from Gavin White, who had six. 43-24, under 90 seconds to play in a fast-moving first half. Acock, Prince matching up on him beyond the arc. They go left corner. Now baseline, right side, shot missed by Lewis. The offensive rebound run down along the baseline. The right side, Lewis, he'll dribble a couple of times. Step, sort of Euro step in and score it from 8 feet away. 45-24, under 55 seconds to play in the first half. Welch around a Watkins screen, three. Comes left, right, and off. Rebound to Bio. And Coach Aldridge calls for Aycock to pull it back with 40 seconds to play in the half. Rebels playing some zone. Playing basically a, looks like a 1-2-2 type zone. Now they'll shift the defense around. Under 24 seconds, Aycock on the dribble with Prince on him. To Lewis in the corner. Gavin White going to force him to make a decision. Drive, sends it to the left side. Shot missed. No good by James. Taken by White. Long pass. Feeds it to Prince, who goes up, and he's trying to get some contact. Balked with a basketball. 6.8 seconds to go in the quarter. And Cartwright, Hill, Jenkins, Kraft all coming in for the Colts. Stay with us for Byers Furniture halftime. We'll talk about this first half, and of course we'll talk about both the boys and girls brackets. This is North 5A tournament. Runner from in front of the free throw line. Good for Aycock at the buzzer. And the Colts finish with a flurry to lead this quarterfinal game 47-24 at the break. Bio 47 and Leak Academy 24 in boys quarterfinal action from the North 5A tournament. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back with the Byers Furniture halftime. So more Leak Academy basketball coming your way after this on Boswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fanwear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia. Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Sometimes life gets a little rough, and when it does, performance therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy, Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
Boswell Media Sports.
Byers Furniture halftime getting started as Heritage Academy in Columbus hosts the quarterfinals of the North 5A tournament. Philip Palmertree here with you, and Billy Steen is running things in the studio, making the sponsors happy, making sure we're going out over the air on Cruisin' 98.3. And we'll be here on Cruisin' 98 for the week. I think we'll be on Cruisin' on Friday. You just need to keep checking kicks96news.com. We will have a conflict on Friday with East Central Community College baseball. That'll be first broadcast of the year on Friday, and that'll put us over on Kicks 96 for Friday. So we're on Cruisin' today, and glad you're with us as boys quarterfinal game underway. Leak Academy, though, just avalanched by an offensive flurry here by the Bio Colts, leading 47-24, Bio over Leak at the half. We'll go ahead and give you the offensive stat numbers, and then we'll talk about the brackets. as the Byers Furniture halftime continues. Leading scorer in the game is 6'7 sophomore Thomas Kraft for Bio. He's got 13 points. He's made six shots from the field and one for two at the free throw line. And then 9 points apiece for Jack Cartwright and Reese Acock. They've each made a three and have made three shots from the field. Five for Jay Lewis and also nine for Alfred Hill. Alfred Hill with nine and Carson Jenkins with two for Bio. But Kraft leading the way with 13 and then Acock, Cartwright, and Hill with nine. The Coach Phil Shepherd's Leak Academy boys, Whitwells with 12 at the break. He's made two junction threes and three shots from the field. Half a dozen for Gavin White, all three made shots. And then a junction three each for Jake Freeney and Samuel Prince. Aiden Watkins and Charlie Brantley played in the first half and didn't score. Aiden went 0 for 2 at the free throw line for Leak. Welch with 12, White with 6, Freeney with 3, Prince with 3 in the opening half. Boys bracket looking like this. Two quarterfinal games completed yesterday on the floor in the opposite bracket. Heritage blew out Park Place 74-47, and that was a 3-seed defeating a 2-seed. So something of an upset there, and the home team moves on to the semifinals on Friday night. Bio and Leak, of course, this game at halftime, and the winner will get Simpson. Simpson had no trouble with Magnolia Heights, 1-4 seed game. Cougars win 73-47 over the Chiefs. So Simpson awaits the winner of this boys' game at 5:15 on Friday, and we'll bring you that game 5:15 Friday should the Rebels come back and win the game. In the girls, the girls bracket, the quarterfinal games in the opposite side of the bracket from where the Lady Rebels are, those games are complete. Pillow has defeated East Rankin in a game that they had to come from behind to win in a 1-4 game. Pillow had a scare yesterday afternoon in the opening game against Pillow, but they end up winning 64-56. Simpson defeats Heritage easily 59-37, so semifinal on Friday, Pillow and Simpson in the girls' bracket. And then we've got Bio and Lamar going to play after the conclusion of our broadcast here. And then we'll be back on the air for the late game tonight around 7:45 between your Leak Academy Lady Rebels and the 4-seed Starkville from District 1. So Lady Rebels and Lady Vols tonight right here on Cruiser 98. Start time scheduled for 7:45, and late game sometimes is even later than late. So don't be surprised if we're something around 8 or maybe even after that. But do check with us at 7:45. Just keep your radio on Cruising 98, and we'll get you Rebel basketball action today. Let's take a 60-second break and hear from our sponsors one more time as we wrap up the Byers Furniture halftime. Rebels trail Bio in the quarterfinal boys game 47-24. Back on the other side of this 60-second break as Leak Academy basketball continues.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Is your mattress old or just plain out uncomfortable? At Byers Furniture, we have name brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic and the very affordable Ashley mattresses, so you're sure to find the exact mattress that will make all your dreams come true. Whether you're looking for an all-foam mattress like Tempur-Pedic or a traditional innerspring mattress, Byers Furniture can help you find the perfect feel. Stop tossing and turning this year and let the friendly sales staff at Byers Furniture show you the benefits of a good night's rest on a new mattress. Byers Furniture, where you'll find big city brands with small town prices. That's Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bio Academy has the ball to start the third quarter. Third quarter presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. Rebels have Jake Freeney, Samuel Prince, Quit Welch, Gavin White, Aiden Watkins, five on the floor for the Rebels in Navy. Colts just passing it around the perimeter right now with their starting five in there. And there, going to the left elbow is Lewis. Sends it out left corner, Cartwright, and he'll dribble out, send Lewis down on the left side as the ball goes to the right. Hill looks inside, now left-hand dribbles. 45 seconds deep into the quarter. Colts have not attempted a shot. Freeney comes out deep wide right to challenge Acock. Now Lewis nearly walked with it, sends it back out to Acock. And the drive and foul call. Aiden Watkins guilty of his first personal, team's first of the half. So free throw here for Acock because he was driving down the lane. 6:54 to go, third quarter. Free throw good by Acock. Second one coming here. Colts doubling up Leak, 48-24. He rattles the second one in, 49-24. Rebels, a 25-point deficit. Freeney around a high screen, left side, stops, thinks about the three, now gives it to Watkins. Bounce in the lane to White, turns to his left, hook shot from the left side, no good, rolls off, but offensive rebound, send it in to Watkins, who can't get one to go from right in front of the basket. Colts going to move quickly, and they'll get an easy runner as Hill left prints behind for two. Double figures now for him. Welch's runner right side, no good, out of bounds, last touch by the Rebels. 51-24, Leak. Down big in this third quarter. It was 26-7 at the end of the first quarter. Colts just could not miss, especially in that first quarter. They scored 26 in the first quarter and 21 in the second. Lewis, middle of the lane, stops, sends it out to Cartwright, who's three is no good, and Acock can't control the rebound. He'll let it go off his hands out of bounds, and it'll be L.A. basketball. Deep wide left, Freeney on the right-hand dribble, comes middle of the floor, Cartwright switches off the screen to him. Now to Prince in the lane. He nearly loses it. Deep three off the window. No good for Welch, but he steals the pass in the front court. Now comes across the timeline, and Acock will be caught. Coming over the back, trying to reach in and steal the ball. Acock's first. And team's first. They have both fouls put up on the wrong side. But anyway, so here's the drive. Hard foul by Welch on Kraft. He was had broken ahead of a Rebel who had tried to intercept the pass at midcourt. Welch commits his first. Team's second. Now they have the foul situation correct on the scoreboard. 5:34 to go, third quarter. And the shot missed too deep off the heel by Kraft, who's one out of three at the line. That's not the only thing Kraft has not been able to do is make all his free throws. He's two out of four. Makes it 52-24. Welch in the right corner. Deep feeds wide on the baseline. Now he'll reverse left side behind the arc. So Prince, who's double-teamed, he'll dribble toward the timeline. Now shoot and ram home a junction three. He's made two of them, and it's 52-27, 5:07 clock ticking, third quarter. Hill in the right corner. White comes out to match up on him. Sends it deep wide right to Acock. Cartwright to Colts. No time is on their side. Rebels are going to have to spread the floor here and match up. They go with Kraft in the lane. Good pass, right baseline, left. Lewis scores, count the basket, and he'll get to shoot a free throw as Whit Welch pushed him on the way. Second on Whit. 7 points now for Jay Lewis, and he'll attempt his first free throw. And he's perfect on that free throw. 6'1 senior has 8 points. It's 55-27. Left elbow, Watkins hands the ball top of the key to Prince. He'll put up a contested three. That's good. Boy, that's a tough shot with a great result. Triple, junction three. 55-30. Under four and a half to play in the third. Free throw line, Kraft. Shot partially blocked by Prince. Watkins gets the rebound. Left side, Freeney. To Prince in the corner. He passes through a double team in a parking lot. Three left short by Freeney. Pulled off by Cartwright. He comes on the dribble hard. Left side. Lewis wasn't ready for the pass. It bounces off his arm right to Whit Welch. He'll drive, and then Lewis will come from behind and block the shot over the inline. L.A. will keep possession of the basketball down 25 points. Ward and Smith come into the game. No, excuse me, Ward and Jenkins come into the game. Replace Lewis and Kraft. Jake Freeney will trigger it inbounds. White, he'll try a catch and shoot three, and he's got it. The rear junction three from Gavin White. Time out, Coach Aldridge with 3:57 to go. Rebels still trail it, though, 55-32. Full time out. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Take a good look around your home. Where are the power lines? Remember, contact with a power line can cause a serious or fatal accident. Central Electric Power Association urges you to use extreme care when moving objects or equipment near power lines. Move equipment slowly and carefully, and keep it at least 10 feet away from the line. Central Electric urges you to please work safely around power lines. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union. Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
Boswell Media Sports.
Midway point of the third quarter, and the Rebels extend some pressure, but the Colts get it through. Come left side, Cartwright. Passes it down. Hill can't convert, partially blocked by Watkins, and he's got it underneath the basket. And he was falling out of bounds, tried to save it in, but couldn't do so. Tried to bounce it off Cartwright, but Cartwright sort of played dodgeball there and got out of the way. 3.5 minutes to go. League trails 55-32. Ball comes out to Acock, and there's a whistle away from the ball. 3-second violation. Give the ball to Leak. Samuel Prince with a basketball. Shot no good. Gavin White can't control the rebound. It goes over the end line, and Bio will take it. Bio on the offensive end. They get it to Alford, backs in, and scores it from the right side. 13 for Alford Hill. 57-32. Third quarter presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. And a nice speed from the top of the key from Watkins to White, cutting down the baseline for two. 11 for Gavin. Rebels trail by 23. Ward sends it out at midcourt to Acock, now right side to Hill. Hill right hand dribbles between the circles. Samuel Prince follows him out there, uses up the dribble, gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins on the left wing. And Cartwright fires one to Acock under the basket, sends it back out to Jenkins. Under 1:55 to play. Floater from the right side. Good for Hill. And a turnaround missed by Gavin White. Rebounded by Cartwright. Left wing three, missed. No good. But Bio saves it. Now they lose it. Prince with the steal. Long pass ahead to Freeney. And Cartwright goes high, but there's a goaltend. Count of two for Freeney. 59-36 with 1:19 to play in the quarter. Colts into the front court. And they get a nice cut to the rim on the right side by Kraft for two. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Freeney on the dribble, left side. Prince, runner, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Acock. Long pass to Kraft, who converts it nicely with two hands off the glass. 63-36. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. Freeney, left-hand dribble, top of the key. And again, nice dish down from Watkins to White, and he's able to scoop it in front of the basket with the right hand. Just 12 seconds to go. They find Kraft left of the basket, and he gets another easy two. 5-4-3-2-1. Rebels can't get the shot off. 65-38 is the score after three. We'll take a 60-second break, and then we'll come back with the start of the fourth quarter. Rebels down big going into the fourth. Back in 60 seconds as Leak Academy boys basketball continues.
If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Baptist League Primary Care Clinic understands that pediatric care is much more than treating a sick child. Anya Jones, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, wants to keep your child healthy and active by offering a complete list of pediatric care to infants, children, and young adults. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Saturday appointments are available. Call 601-267-1470, option 5. Baptist Leak, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
Leak Academy basketball to start the quarter, but the Colts get a steal. And they were trying to lob it right to left to Acock, but Aiden Watkins got up and sent the basketball away. Bio will keep it. Rebels trail 65-38. And then Watkins with a block, and they're going to call a foul on him. I don't know. Second on Aiden Watkins. Team's fourth. Acock will get to the free throw line. Gavin White has scored 13. Whit Wells has scored 12. First shot, no good. Left short by Reese Acock. He's their leading scorer. Averages nearly 16 a game. He has 11 today. Make it 12. Bio 66, Leak 38. Freeney right-hand dribble cut off by Jenkins. Gives it to Prince. Back to Freeney in the right corner. Now to Prince. He's going to drive left side of the lane. Shovels it out to Welch. And Welch will come out between the circles. Jab penetrates, send it out to White, who's three from the right corner, is off the side of the rim. And a transition basket the other end as Acock finds Jenkins for a lay-in from the left side. 30-point lead for Bio. Welch right side. to Prince, leveled off by Acock. Now out to Whit Welch. And he's going to drive. Ball knocked away from behind by Cartwright into the hands of Kraft. They go to Acock. Finds Kraft, who got pinned under the basket, can't spin it in with the right hand. Rebound White. Freeney dribbles in underneath the basket. Out to Welch. Three. Yes, it's good by Whit Welch. He's had three junction threes today. Rebels deficit 27 points. Top of the key, Kraft. And he finds an easy two by feeding Alford Hill on the left side. Hill's got 17. Kraft has 20. Freeney tries a deep three. No good. Rebound in the right corner. Pulled out by Welch. He'll spin, drive, and lay it in for two. Fifteen for Witt. Time was called for some reason. Now back into play. 5:53 to go. Clock ticking. Rebels trail by 70-43. Right corner. Hill on the drive. Reverse layup is good. On the offensive end, the Rebels Whit Welch in the right corner. Quick three. Way short. White can't control it, but it's tipped right over to Samuel Prince, who's converting it from 6 feet away. That puts Samuel in double figures. He's got 11. And then another easy backdoor cut. Basket good. Hoop and harm for Jenkins. Put the foul on Welch, who's got three now. Bio's been getting some easy twos the last few minutes. Joseph Smith and Luke Ward come into the game for Cartwright and for Kraft. They also send J.C. Cox in for Acock. And then Justin Joel will come in at the next opportunity, but free throw here for Jenkins. Jenkins has 6 points. Converts the and one. So Coach Aldridge starting to clear the bench for Bio. He also sends in Nathan Dees and Justin Joel. 75-45. Quick three left side, rims out on Prince. The Prince steals the pass back up the court and lays it in with the right hand. Good point off turnover there, and the Colts throw it away into the left corner. Remember, the girls play the late game tonight. That's due to start at 7:45, so we'll go back to music after we wrap this one up, and then we'll be back on later. And a long two from the left side. Goodbye, Freeney. Jake has seven. And they find a right corner to left baseline. Cut, easy two for Joseph Smith. Not the Joseph Smith from the early 1800s. 77-49. Top of the key, Gavin White. Right side, Welch, three, two deep. White goes high, Prince High goes high for the rebound. Turns and tries to flip it up, but gets his own rebound and sticks it back. Samuel's got six in this quarter, 15 in the game. 77-51, we go under 4 minutes to play. Left corner, three, Dees, no good. White rebounds for L.A. Rebels going to push tempo. Freeney to Prince, left side, right side, and easy two. 77-54. And a three way too long by Smith from the left corner. Another rebound for Gavin White. Across the timeline comes Welch. Right side, leveled off by a double team, finds White for three. And, yes, the junction three for the big man. It's good. He's got 18 points. Timeout for subs. We'll see if we can get everybody called here. Jack Harkins, Red Atkinson, Jackson Freeney, Seth Alford, and Sam Evans enter the game for L.A. and a couple of more players for Bio who are not on my roster. They do have J.P. Kapakashian that can – he's handling the ball. Harkins comes out on him. They bounce it inside, now out. Go right corner, left corner. Three good from the left corner. Don't have the name of number 44 who made it. Jackson Freeney's three from the left corner, left short. Bio saves it inbounds. Colts coming the other way, leading 80-57 with 2.5 minutes to go. Right side, Alford, out of the man, makes him use up his dribble. Comes out to Kapakashia. And then Sam Evans going for the block. Fouls number 32, James. James will go to the free throw line with 2:21 left in the fourth quarter. When the clock hits zero, stay with us for the Wendy's post game. Free throw, good. 81-57. James can make it 82-57. Holt Fortner comes into the game. So does Nathan Logan and Will Clark. And not that Will Clark. Second free throw coming up for James. He leaves it off the right side of the rim, rebounded by Jackson Freeney. They head to Harkins. The right-hand dribble, dribbles between the legs, comes left side. To Freeney, into Evans. He'll turn around, fall away from 8 feet away. Two deep. Rebound on the offside by Zach Washington. Is it James behind the back dribble? Is it the Kapakashia? And a timeout called for a substitution. Now they'll get Will Clark into the game. And it's still not that Will Clark that you probably think of, or at least that I think of. Under 2 minutes to play, 81-57. Kapakashia on the dribble. Harkins nearly takes it away from him. Go to Washington in the corner. Will the thrill launches the three off the front of the rim. No good, but rebound by Washington. He puts left-hand dribble under the basket. Outside, gets it to Kapakashia. They feed Logan. Logan trying to back in on Evans, and he turns around and scores it. Bench likes that one. 90 seconds to play. Bio leads 83-57. Timeout for subs for L.A. Ben Jackson, Gabriel Quick, Alan McCall, Charlie Brantley, and Lucas Thomas. Charlie Brantley takes the inbound. Cut off on the right side. He'll stop, put up a contested shot. That's too deep, no good. Rebound Logan for Bio. Zach Washington now on the dribble with Brantley on him. Goes to Will Clark, left corner. Comes free throw line extended. Out high for a three. Too deep, too hard by Fortner. Rebound Jackson for Leak. Charlie Brantley on a right-hand dribble into the front court. Under a minute to play. Goes to Quick, right corner. Calls out Thomas. Thomas inside the arc, leveled off by Fortner. Thomas trying to drive in, and they'll get Will Clark for the foul. No, excuse me, Holt Fortner for the foul. 40 seconds to go. Rebels inbound it. McCall touched it last, went off his hands right there in front of Coach Phil Shepard. 83-57. Colts can probably hold it for here, but they'll get a quick three and a good for Washington. Washington couldn't pass up that three. 86 points for the Colts. And they will end league season this afternoon. Jackson behind the arc. Steps to Thomas, around to Quick. Pass in the corner, picked off by Washington with 10 seconds to play. Washington wants to go to the rack. Ball stolen by Charlie Brantley. 3-2-1. Quick shot. Left short by McCall from the right side. And no good. a blowout this afternoon in the first quarterfinal game. As Bio Academy, the 2 seed out of District 1, defeats the League Boys 86-57. So Bio will advance to the semifinals on Friday, and they'll take on Simpson. 86-57, the score. I'm going ahead and filling in the bracket. Leak finishes 13-13, and when you lose the first day, your season's over. So a season that had a strong finish for the Rebels in a lot of ways comes to an end in Columbus this afternoon. They head to the locker room, losing 86-57. We'll take a two-minute break and hear from our sponsors and come back with the Wendy's postgame. So don't go anywhere as Leak Academy basketball continues on Cruise at 98.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
Boswell Media Sports.
We're probably with you from Heritage Academy in Columbus as we wrap up the boys' quarterfinal game. Leak Academy's season comes to an end against the boys from Bio Academy as the Colts defeat the Rebels 86-57 this afternoon. And as the score suggests, it was all Colts from start to finish. They ran out to a 26-7 lead after one quarter, led 47-24 at halftime, and never looked back. The Rebels were not able to put in any kind of run, as they just couldn't come up with a solution defensively for Bio. Bio particularly got just a lot of twos. Their big guys scored almost at will through the first quarter and the third quarter of the game. They've got a 6'7 youngster, sophomore Thomas Kraft, who put in 20 points, 13 of them in the first half. And we just didn't have any answer for him today. So the season comes to an end. Of course, in basketball, with tournaments, everybody's season ends with a loss except for the champion, pretty much. And that's where we're left with Coach Phil Shepard's ball club. But we'll do a little reflection on this after we look at the offensive stats from the game. Bio put three players in double figures. The aforementioned Thomas Kraft leading the way with 20 and 19 for Alford Hill, 12 for Reese Aycock. And then Jack Cartwright had 9, Jay Lewis 8, and Carson Jenkins had 7 for Bio. And they advance to the semifinals. They'll play Simpson Academy at 5:15 on Friday. For Leak Academy, only 4 players in the scoring column, 3 of those with double figures. 18 for Gavin White to lead the way for L.A. He had 12 in the second half. He made a pair of junction threes and 6 shots from the floor. 17 off the bench for Samuel Prince. He made 4 shots from the field and a trio of junction threes. 15 for Whit Welch. He had 12 of those in the first half. He also had 3 balls and 3 shots from the field. 7 for Jake Freeney off a junction three and 2 made baskets. Rebels could not get to the free throw line other than 0-for-2 appearance in the second quarter by Aiden Watkins. Also appearing in the game but not scoring were Watkins, Charlie Brantley, Lucas Thomas, Jackson Freeney, Seth Alford, Jack Harkins, Talon McCall, Ben Jackson, Red Atkinson, Sam Evans, and Gabriel Quick for L.A., who wraps up the season 13-13. And Coach Shepard got his 800th win this season back in early January. So that's a milestone that you can look back on this season with some satisfaction at that. And it's a young ball club. You can look forward with some anticipation from them. Gavin White and Jackson Freeney are the only 2 seniors on this team. So 4 of your 5 starters will be back next year. And kind of like the way Samuel Prince adjusted to varsity play, the 8th grader showed he can do a lot with the ball in his hands. And he's got a great future as a scorer for L.A. But we'll give a special tip of the cap to Gavin White and Jackson Freeney playing their last game for the Rebels this afternoon. All right, that will put a wrap on it. We've got one more boys game coming up at 6:30 here. That's between Starkville, they're the District 1-1 seed, and Lamar, the District 2-4 seed. So then that will complete the semifinal matchups for Friday. Heritage won on the floor yesterday, as did Simpson. And Bio has just advanced, defeating your League Academy Rebels. One more look at the girls' bracket before we wrap it up. Your League Academy Rebelettes will be playing at 7:45. So come back with us then. And Starkville Academy will be the opponent. The Rebels, the number 1 seed from District 2. And the Volunteers, the number 4 seed from District 1. Winner of that game will play the Lamar Bio winner. They're about to tip off in about 2.5 minutes on this floor. Other side of the girls' bracket is ready as far as semifinals go. Pillow and Simpson at 6:30 on Friday. Pillow defeated East Rankin yesterday. And Simpson had no trouble with Heritage yesterday. So that'll do it for now. Wendy's postgame is all over with. But we'll do this all again at 7:45. If we're running a little late, don't worry about it. We'll be on as soon as we can around the 8 o'clock hour if we're not ready to go at 7:45. So I'll be here, Billy will be here, and we hope you'll be here. Appreciate Billy's work this afternoon and the work of our sponsors. For Lisa Moore, Laura Beckham, for BMO, for Breck, for Ashley and Melissa, everybody at Boswell Media Sports, we thank you for being a part of this afternoon with us. So for all of them, I'm Philip Palmetry signing off for now from Columbus, where the Leak Academy boys fall 86-57 to Bio. We'll see you in a couple of hours. Until then, grace and peace to you. Good night.